kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Today, we're joined by Chef Michael Jasper Farr, isang Filipino chef na based po sa Cairns sa Queensland, kung saan hindi lang siya nagluluto ng masasarap na pagkain, but he is also carrying the rich flavors of our culture dito sa Australia at syempre sa napaka-diverse na culinary scene. Magandang umaga, Chef Jasper!
Magandang umaga din, Eds. Thanks for having me. I'm currently working up here in Cairns under the Crystal Brook Collection Group. So I'm currently the head chef at Paper Crane, which is a Asian fusion restaurant. So we're focusing a lot on flavors of Japan, China, and then slightly putting Philippines in there just because I can and because they like it. So it's good.
Last time na interview kita, nandito ka sa Sydney dahil merong Mabuhay Nights, may mga ishinair ka ng mga dishes. But now, paano ka napadpad dyan sa Cairns?
That's a very good question. I think it was more about following the path. It's more like, okay, there's an opportunity that opened itself. And then, sige, try natin. Baka naman. And it turned out the baka naman, we're already 2 years here in Cairns. Magdadalawang taon na kami dito. So it's I think it's good. It's getting better. But yeah, the plunge from being based from the city and then going here in this side of Australia was a bit of a bilang natin tancha-tancha. Maraming ano, kasi it's quite different talaga. It's a bit challenging for starters, especially if you're trying to, you think it's Australia pero it's on the different side of it. So may mga things ako personally na I wish I had, pero you can't. Kasi parang, nagkaroon biglaan ng jump, parang, ay, wala nito dun. So parang, okay, there's a slight adjustment to the routine, I guess. You could put it that way.
Ikaw ba ay city person o mas gusto mo yung medyo tahimik na lugar?
Bit of both. Kasi I started in Sydney, so it was more like, okay, let's embrace the city life. Pero I've never been a big fan of big cities. It's just that my job is in big cities. So parang wala akong choice kundi to somehow live in big cities. But as I said before, this was one of those, the plunge to see if, you know, regional areas of Australia would work for us. Mm-hmm. And so far, it's doing quite well.
Yeah. And kumusta? Kumusta ang community dyan sa Cairns?
First day, I realized, uy, ang daming palang Pilipino dito. Sabi ko, I think I had the most Filipino chefs, cooks working under me. So parang right then and there, oh yeah, Pilipino yan. Sabi ko, so there was like six of them during that time. Sabi ko, ay, okay.
So parang at
feels
home
like,
na.
Feels like home. Na may ganong kang vibe. So, okay, sige. Parang that was one huge part of it na parang kept me really going. It's like, there is a bit of, there is community. And then you suddenly realize na parang, ay, okay, andami pala na. Andami nyo dito. Parang dito ay nagsipagtago. Parang, saan yung galing? And then you hear them sa different stories from them. Na parang, kami galing din kami ng Sydney. And then we went here. My family was here. So, like, ganun din yung course through parang, people, Filipinos decide to stay here for a longer term. And they enjoyed it because Cairns is very tropical. It's a very tropical side of Australia. So, pakiramdam mo, nasan mo, para ka lang nasa Cubao. Tapos, ito, I've experienced all the seasons in Cairns. It's very similar. Walang winter. Ang winter dito ay Tagaytay. Tapos, yun, Tagaytay feels lang sa chill. Pero, yun, when you arrive around December, start of December, ayan na. Ayaw mo na lumabas. Matas na yung electric bill mo kasi yan. Kasi aircon. So like, pagdating mo na, pagsikat na yung araw, ayan na, tumataas na siya 30, 31, 32, 33, ang gabo yung 38 at the peak of summer.
Wow.
And that happens for like 3 months. The only good thing is like the air is nice. So, yeah. Okay, sige. Pwede na.
Oo, ikaw ba naman napapalibutan ng Great Barrier Reef, di ba?
Oo. Oh, sorry.
So yeah, may siguro bonus yung ano, yung
Bonus
view.
yun. Pero yun nga, people also don't come here. Not a lot of people come here during those peak summer days kasi nga, napakainit.
Aside dun sa syempre sa weather or dun sa ibang mga adjustment, kumusta ang culinary scene dyan sa Cairns? Ano yung mga nagustuhan mo naman?
It's a bit different compared to what I was used to. It was a bit simpler, I think, because the demographics of Cairns is quite different as well. It's an ashe. A lot of tourists, but at the same time, a lot of people who are already like relaxing to their twilight years, so to speak. So they want their own, like they want their old, good old reliables. So mayroon silang mga favorites. But it's a bit of a challenge trying to mix innovation to something that you would know that people would try. So you have two main
Parang may routine
audiences.
na yung mga tao.
Oh, they want they, you have two different audiences na parang people who are adventurous, people are adventurous and would like to try new things. Plus, you know, the locals who already like wants, oh, I want this, I want my parmi and my schnitzel and that's it. It requires a bit of a blending na parang, oh, sige, we have your parang always available kind of vibes. And then, yeah, we will start to introduce a little bit of our take on a few things. Which turned out to be like, okay, that's the formula na parang you need to understand. Na parang your demographics really is one of those things that you need to tackle when you're planning your menus here in a restaurant. Kasi nga, pag wala kasi sila, pag walang tourism, asa ka sa locals. So your locals is your local trade. Ngayon, pag hindi masaya yung locals mo, di siyempre, they would go somewhere else that they're happy. So yun, you need to make sure that you know you're taking care of the people who are supporting you through the toughest times, which is summer, which is weird. Kasi nga,
pagdating sa mga culinary trends dito sa Australia, meron ka bang mga tingin mo may mga trends na yung mga Filipino chef ay pwedeng ma-leverage for innovation?
I mean, that's one of the things that I started doing here as soon as I arrived. So parang when I got hired, the brief was to, you know, revamp the menu, give it a good direction. So sabi ko, ano nga bang pwede yung gawin? Sabi ko, ano, wala dito. Eh, parang wala. Parang, there is a few, I think Tita Mila was one of your features last time, who was like keeping up with the Filipino trend on baked goods and pastries. So I go, as a Filipino, you would want to give that or show that off at some way, shape, or form. So that was a good opportunity to bring those flavors to and merge with the existing produce and what is available to come up with, you know, authentic dishes that's coming from Philippines. I just thought, okay, let's put some barbecues in there. Let's put some ginataang. I was doing my ginataang pumpkin dish back in the day. I was doing steak a la bistec. Yeah, we'll just keep showcasing that and, you know, put that in the map. So if you look at the menus, there's a lot of influence coming from that, and just with the mix of flavors. So current highlight namin yun is people, I don't know if you've seen it. You got the prawns, the gambas, al ajillo, which we're currently doing. Parang it's a take on that dish, and now it's currently doing in the menu. I've got my version of fried rice currently selling now there in the restaurant. So.
And ngayon, dito sa workplace mo, paano mo maya-compare yung environment versus doon sa, di ba, galing ka sa cruise ship, mm-hmm. and then sa ibang mga nag-Mexican restaurant ka pa. And ngayon, ano yung difference? Ano yung mga learnings mo dito sa bagong workplace?
It's twice as challenging, to be honest. It's not some... Para people think, man, you know, yeah, the life here is easier. You come in here, you explore this life. No, no ka. Kasi as you, parang as you go far further away from the major cities, the availability of your resources in terms of the hospitality scene is also not as abundant. There's a few who would come in here and say like, okay, I will study culinary and then I will, you know, I will become better and do this one as a career. Parang, there's not a lot who does that here, although they're pushing it, especially they got incentives for Queensland TAFE to get those going. But at the same time, iba pa rin eh. Iba pa rin as compared to if you have people who is coming to Sydney, Brizzy, you know, who's going to these major cities. Yun talaga, target nila yun. Sige, mag-aaral ako sa Sydney eh. Hindi, siyempre, ano naman yun? Bagong import na naman yun sa city. But whilst dito, parang after a while, they would realize Cairns is a good place to be. And then, tsakala sila pupunta. So parang, medyo diluted talaga yung pool of talent. So you really need to like outsource. Kasi siguro nga, companies are actively trying to move people from the big cities up in here.
Right.
Just to fill in the gaps of those roles. Okay, we also want to expand. We want to be, you know, want to be better. Pero yun, that's the reality of the struggle now. We are short staffed.
Pero ikaw, what makes you stay sa isang trabaho kahit na medyo mataas yung pressure or madaming siguro madaming pa rin mga kulang na staff?
Personally, as a chef, it gives you joy. It brings you joy when you see your juniors become better. It sounds cheesy, pero alam mo, it what keeps me going on most days. Na parang, ah, okay, at least kahit pa paano pumapasok dito sa taong to yung tinuturo ko, which gives me like a great joy. And well, that's one part of that. The other part is like you being able to give that experience to your guests and, you know, share your vision or your culinary vision to them, and then they enjoy it and they're happy.
Okay, follow up lang dyan. Ano yung mga
yeah.
gusto mong parang main advice dun sa mga aspiring Filipino chefs, yung mga nasa atin pa, na who wants to pursue yung career nila internationally?
Regardless of what career you're taking, it doesn't have to be culinary, it doesn't have to be that. You really need to set your goals straight. I think, ano bang rason mo bakit ka nagpuntad or bakit mong gusto umalis? If money is the first thing that comes to your mind, well, think again. It's also expensive to live here, for starters. Yeah, you will get the money down the track. But for me, the first thing that I thought of was for personal development. And just, you know, I thought of like coming out of the Philippines as a way for me to, you know, enhance my skills, make sure I'm in line with what the standard is, and just become better and better. Ganun lang talaga. It just started like that, and then you just realized, well, like, I kind of want to try and living outside just to get another perspective. So, ayun, there were goals na parang I set to myself na parang, if the that fuels the reason of why you're coming in there. Parang if it's just meant to be, you know, a money-making exercise, well, you can do that anywhere. Pero for me, I was looking for something quite different. I was looking for something more than what I was getting back then. And yeah, currently I'm sticking to that. The important thing is like, what do you want to do? Parang what do you want to be? Because money will come next.
Share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.